Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm Melissa Clark. As defined by poets.org, found poems take existing texts and refashion them, reorder them, and present them as poems. The literary equivalent of a collage, found poetry is often made from newspaper articles, street signs, graffiti, speeches, letters, or even other poems. A pure found poem consists exclusively of outside texts. The words of the poem remain as they were found, with few additions or omissions. Decisions of form, such as where to break a line, are left to the poet. About 10 years ago, I had a home phone service that translated voicemail messages and emailed them to me, much like the predictive texts of cell phone voicemails. They were always wrong, but they were always funny. I saw them as found poems. I'm going to give you a few examples. One, "Hey, it's David, just calling you to catch up, see if you want to get a last minute that garage of the adult variety show is canceled on me for writing tonight, so I find myself at night, empty. I got herself. Bye." And here's another one. "I can't come to the phone right now because I'm floating down Speedway. I talked to James and he said nothing happened. That's good, but you never left for sleep last because of the Ravens. You never left. So everything was okay. We just got lucky. Good. Okay, that's all. I'm just on my way to yoga. I'm stopping at Jim's for 2 minutes to pick up a t-shirt because I forgot what I don't know. Goodbye. I love you. Bye." And here's a third one. "Hi, Mo. How are you? I need some friend advice. If you like drama everywhere and I am really defensive and you know how I can't when I got and I will, if not helpful. So it looks like, okay, bye, see you. Oh, if you can, bye." Those were all transcribed voice messages, transcribed terribly, but somehow poetic. In today's episode, I'm going to carry this found poem idea into found stories. Stories are everywhere. When you're feeling blocked or out of ideas, find inspiration around the house or your neighborhood. Try a 10-minute write based on one of these ideas, or maybe you'll be inspired to begin a novel. I'm going to share with you 5 ways for you to find a story. So here we go. Let's dive in. Number 1. Next time you're at a flea market, buy a bundle of photographs. Sort through the photos of strangers, picking out interesting characters or settings. Let them inspire stories. Number 2. Pick up today's newspaper. Turn to page 4. Let your eyes scan the headline and land on the one that makes you feel something, anything. Anger, compassion, joy. Write a story based on that headline. 3. While you're looking at today's newspaper, find the horoscope section and read all the signs. Build a character based on a sign that interests you the most. 4. Find the personal ads online, like on Craigslist, or go to a dating app like Tinder or Bumble. Swipe or scroll and pick out 2 characters that grab your attention and write character studies about each. Next, write their first date as a scene. 5. Next time you're at a museum, bring along a pen and paper and write a story based on a painting that captures your attention. I hope these ideas help inject your writing with new surprises and open your mind to the possibilities that lay all around you. Find a story. Find a few. Enjoy. If you're looking to start or finish a writing project and want coaching, please reach out. I offer free 20-minute sessions to discuss your hopes and your goals and to see if writing coaching is a good option for you. Find me on my website, melissaclarkwrites.com, or on Instagram, @thewritingpool. Talk to you next week.